Mr. Dana presents.
Proceed.
Good afternoon.
Let's skip to the end.
I've got some exciting music coming up at the end of the show. I can understand why you would want to skip to the end. That's all I'm going to say. An opportunity to see a band that I've been talking about. That's all I'm going to say. Skip to the end. I dare you. Mr. Dana presenting to you music going on in and around our area. Music as close as your own backyard. Kind of like a soundscape of music. Representing the Penn, Ohio of Alex. Appreciate if you take the time. Check out the website, MrDanaStuff.com. You'll find all the different podcast networks where you can subscribe and listen to this program. Going to be featuring music this week. Stuff going on over at Big Rail Brewing in Grove City. The Kent Stage, Jurgles, Rhythm and Grill down in Pittsburgh. Goodyear Theater in Akron. I've got another venue that I've really never talked about before on this program up in Edinburgh called the Edinburgh Hotel. We'll get into that in a little bit. And kicking off the program, we're going to feature some artists that are coming to Westside Bowl. It's going to be a good time, folks. The Super Suckers. Mr. Dana presenting to you.
Started living for two.
I must have been high.
Yeah, I must have been high. Mr. Dana.
Jersey Calling, right out of the Jersey Shore. Band had formed back in 2002. Coming to the Westside Bowl the end of this month, Saturday, March 23rd. Westside Bowl being one of my favorite venues, of course, I talk about quite often. Over in Youngstown, Ohio, you need to check it out. Before that, another show that's coming to Westside Bowl. This is in the not-too-distant future. Two of the bands that are going to be featured. Talk about a punkabilly show. The Reverend Horton Heat and the Super Suckers. Reverend Horton Heat with Bad Reputation. From the 1991 album that I was introduced to. That's how I got to know Reverend Horton Heat. 1991 album, Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em. Need to jump on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to music and just deep dive that guy. He's amazing. I've seen him probably at least a half a dozen times. Super Suckers kicking off that set. They've been playing music that's been compared to like Foghat, AC/DC, ZZ Top. They've gone a little bit more aggressive, massive guitar riffs, big personalities. That's what makes the band who they are, the Super Suckers, together with the Reverend Horton Heat. A couple other acts. We'll be talking about that in the weeks to come. That show's coming to Westside Bowl. It's a Tuesday evening, June 18th. Tickets are on sale now. You need to check it out. You need to go. This kind of stuff, it doesn't come around often, folks. It's a great way to go. Wet your whistle on a little power punk and punkabilly. Love it. Mr. Dana, presenting to you. Here's Fred Oakman, led by Fireworks, the musical podcast, MrDanaStuff.com.
He found help you, doctor. Yes, I really, really would. But the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel, shouting through the roar. And I'd like to give the information asking for. But blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear. Blood makes noise. I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear. You might want to know the details and the facts, but there's something in my blood denies the memory of the act. So just forget it, doc. I think it's really cool that you're concerned. We'll have to try again after the silence has returned. Cause blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear. Blood makes noise. I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear. But the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. Blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear. I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear. Yes, blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear. I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Mr. Dana.
Sometimes not giving up is the most heroic thing you can do.
Fish is coming to the Kent stage. I feel like I've watched her grow up. Saw her early in her career when she was probably 19, 20. I think that was up in Erie, Pennsylvania. She's amazing, folks. That was an album she collaborated with Jesse Dayton. The album calling Death Wish Blues came out last year. In fact, I've got Jesse Dayton coming up in just a few minutes. Anyway, Samantha Fish going to be on the Kent stage Wednesday evening, March 27th. Colin Hay before that. When Does the End Begin? Friday, March 29th, you're going to see him at the Kent stage. Remember Colin Hay? You've heard him on this program before. Scottish Australian. Best known as the lead singer from Men at Work. Another one of those 80s stars is coming to the Kent stage. That's Suzanne Vega. And played her song, Blood Makes Noise. So, Colin Hay, Friday, March 29th. Suzanne Vega, Saturday, April 13th. Fred Oakman, who is a regional favorite. The song, Led by Fireworks. He has an eclipse party coming up on April 8th at the Edinburgh Lake Resort up in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania. He's also going to be at the Edinburgh Hotel on Friday, April 12th. Edinburgh Hotel, one of the great venues for the Edinburgh Music and Arts Festival that's coming up. Mr. Dana presenting to you the musical podcast. Glad to have you along. More great music coming, like Jesse Dayton. More about him in a minute. Baby's Long Gone.
Cajun girl from Beaumont town, cook the etouffee, drink the whiskey down. She loved to dance, and Miss Barbara Lynn kept a pistol in her purse, had a $100 grin. Well, I married her on the courthouse stand, no wedding ring, just a cigar band. She's gone, gone, gone. Yeah, Jesus called her home. Baby's long gone. Fishing on the bayou bank, making love on the ground by the wine we drink. Well, I caught her stepping out a couple of times. Ain't no saint myself, and I know that rhymes. She's gone, gone, gone. Yeah, Jesus called her home. Baby's long gone. Come on. Town, cook the etouffee, drink the whiskey down, and she's gone, gone, gone.
Simone, why do you cry? Don't you know your tears will dry? Take away that loneliness there inside. Oh, if you try. Simone, why do you cry? Don't you know the sun will shine? And on your mirrored soul you'll find reflections good. Oh, I said you would. You've been searching everywhere for something to believe in. You've been searching, it's never there. Read your own book and you'll know. Simone, why do you cry? Don't you know you've got a life? Now don't waste it all inside. Come on, Simone. Come on, Simone. Come on, Simone. You're on. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Simone, why do you cry? Don't you know the sun will shine? Take away that loneliness there inside. Oh, if you try. Simone, why do you cry? Don't you know you've got a life? Simone, why do you cry? Don't you know you've got a life? Why do you cry? Don't you know you've got a life? Why do you cry? Ba-ba-da-da-da-da.
Mr. Dana.
At first light we rise.
Underneath the blistering sun, she was cool like a raindrop, so she didn't need no one. Fortune turns like a wild beast, are we leaps? Give me love on a feathered bed, arrowheads and satin robes. Oh, the rats and hide, and it sings slow. Queen of nowhere town.
Songwriter artist Angela Pearley. She's going to be appearing coming up on March 30th at the Summit FM radio station over in Akron, Canton. She'll be on the Kent stage celebrating their annual 3:30 concert at 3:30 in the afternoon. Get it? I love that. I think that's a terrific idea. They've been doing it now. So it's a matinee show, 3:30 in the afternoon. Angela Pearley over at the Kent stage. Before that, John Ford Coley, probably remember, is an artist from the 70s. You should if you're anywhere near my age. England Dan and John Ford Coley. England Dan actually being Dan Seals. He and John Coley grew up together, went to high school together, started a group together. I played the song Simone. That was their first number one hit in the UK and in Japan. It would be a little while later before they would hit the American airwaves with songs like Just Remember I Love You and, oh shoot, I was looking at it, Love Is the Answer, It's Sad to Belong. Anyway, I've had the pleasure of seeing John Ford Coley a couple of times in a singer-songwriter series. He's fantastic. He's going to be March 23rd with Ambrosia. And also Jesse Dayton, you're going to be able to see him Sunday, April 14th, Wednesday, April 10th at Jurgles. So the 14th on the Kent stage, Jurgles in Pittsburgh, right around the corner. Mr. Dana presenting to you the musical podcast. Here are the Tillers starting us off, heading us home.
Old van, traveling van, we're going wheel, or on the pen, or on the plow, we'll make our last go around. Fiddle tunes and dusty blues, we played every song we ever knew.
Dana.
Hey, freak boy, I'm gonna make myself a little more luscious for you, okay?
MrDana.com.
Coming Thursday night, March 21st, the Kent stage. Ladies and gentlemen, here come the Mummies. Haunted funk band from Nashville, Tennessee. Here come the Mummies. Thursday night, March 21st, Kent Stage. Blues Attack before that, coming to Big Rail Brewing over in Grove City. Bringing Down the House was the song. Friday, April 12th. Haley Witters, singer-songwriter, entertainer, playing Jane Jurgles, Rhythm and Grill, Saturday, March 30th. Kicking off that set, the Tillers, going to be appearing at Club Cafe down in Pittsburgh on Saturday, April 27th. Just some of the music the soundscape of music in the Pennsylvania Valley and the surrounding areas. Music going on in and around our own backyard. There's never an excuse to say there's nothing to do. Comedy shows even are coming, like over at the Covelli Center, April 20th, The Impractical Jokers. Dusty Slay is going to be at the Agora up in Cleveland, April 20th. And you can always check out the Funny Farm.
Now, let's see. What pictures can I take in my bedroom?
Mr. Dana presents.
Hey, I'm going to light a vanilla candle, and it's going to be a game changer.